If you look at retail sales, industrial production, and employment, the U.S. economy is doing well. But how long can the boom keep going? Losses in the U.S. stock market continued yesterday, and that has knocked indices to their lowest levels in more than a year. And the Federal Reserve's Open Market Committee is in the midst of its year-end meeting today. To try to sort this out, we're joined now by David Wessel, director of the Hutchins Center on Fiscal and Monetary Policy at the Brookings Institution. David, thanks for the time today.
A pleasure to be with you.
So let me get your insight on what the Fed might do. How closely are we watching interest rates, and how excited or nervous are people about that?
Well, people are very excited and nervous, even more than usual. What's happened now is the Fed has pretty much locked itself into a rate hike tomorrow, a quarter percentage point that follows 1.5 percentage points of increases over the past couple of years. But there's a lot of signs that the Fed is getting a little anxious about the course of the economy and is trying to pull back from the previous projections that they would raise interest rates 3 or 4 times next year.
So what are some signs, David, because from speaking to economists looking forward to 2019, many of them were still very optimistic about the next 12 months at least.
Right. Well, of course, one of the dangerous things about economic forecasters is that they're very good at predicting what's likely to happen based on the recent past and very bad at picking up turning points in the economy. So it's tricky. But look, here's what's happened. As you pointed out, the stock market is down. It's actually up today, but it's down for the year. And the interest rates that corporations have to pay when they borrow in the bond market are up. That's called a tightening of financial conditions. So in a sense, the Fed knows that the financial markets are tapping on the brakes of the economy. So that may relieve the pressure on the Fed to do the same to avoid the economy overheating. The other thing that's going on is there is some signs of weakness in the U.S. economy, housing in particular. And there are signs in some of the surveys of business executives that they're a little anxious about next year. President Trump's trade war is not helping to make people feel more confident. And the economy of the rest of the world has softened a little. So those are all things that the Fed has to put into its calculation now.
When you think about some of those factors you mentioned, is it sort of hardcore when it comes down to actual facts or things that people have right to be concerned about? Or is it the fact that people are always concerned about their money, and we're obviously not that far away from the horrible Great Recession of a decade or so ago? Is it more emotional or is it more fact-based?
Well, you know, both things matter. John Maynard Keynes, the great economist of the 20th century, talked about how when you look at why businesses invest, some of it's based on the numbers and some of it's based on what he called animal spirits. Mm. So that's a degree of optimism among consumers and businesses that matters. What the Fed is doing is they have a forecast for the economy. And as the economy evolves, as each week goes by, they say, is our forecast right or wrong? And I think lately some people have begun to wonder whether the Fed has been a little over-optimistic, so they may be scaling things back. Also, when it comes to facts, why should the Fed be raising interest rates? Well, the Fed would raise interest rates because unemployment's at a 50-year low, and they're worried that that could lead to wage increases and price increases and inflation. But in fact, inflation has not been doing what people expect. So some people are saying, why doesn't the Fed just let this party go on for a while? What harm is it doing?
And you mentioned the trade war, of course. What response do you expect, if any, from the Trump administration in terms of seeing these signs and concerns that people have? So after the Fed acts tomorrow, as you said, we expect to see, you know, President Trump obviously has his rhetoric, but as far as his financial advisors, his economic advisors, can we expect anything from them that is a little bit different?
No, I think that the president has made clear he doesn't want the Fed to raise interest rates. One of his advisors, Peter Navarro, has joined that campaign. Other of his economic advisors seem to believe that beating up on the Fed is counterproductive. So I think the president will continue to lecture the Fed. The Fed will have to recognize that, but it really won't make that much difference. The Fed is very worried about Congress, and so far Congress has stood behind the Fed, hasn't sided with the president. I think one interesting thing is that the harder the president pushes the Fed not to raise interest rates, the harder it is for the Fed to go along with that. Mm. Because if they appear to be succumbing to political pressure, they'll lose all their credibility. So I think he's playing a foolish game, even though he has every right to talk about the Fed just as you or I do.
All right. David Wessel is director of the Hutchins Center on Fiscal and Monetary Policy at the Brookings Institution. David, thank you.
You're welcome.